Hello and welcome to podcast on the WSO2 oxygen tank. This is a special podcast series to tell you more about WSO2's SOA summer school program. These summer school classes are ideal for enterprise IT architects and developers to become more familiar with SOA concepts, technologies and best practices. And of course, all sessions are free. We have Paul Fremantle, who is a CTO of WSO2, to tell us about his upcoming session on ESBs in SOA. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Thank you, Hasmin.
Can you start by giving us a brief introduction to what problems an ESB really solves in your SOA?
Absolutely. So the session I'm doing for the summer school is really about understanding the role of an SOA and whether or not you need an ESB within that SOA. And the main problem that an SOA solves within an enterprise is the problem of how to build successful applications that work across departments, that work across divisions, that work with partners across the internet in a consistent and, above all, scalable way. So really, SOA is enterprise architecture. It's how to build large-scale solutions that cross divides but don't require you to have a single monolithic complex solution.
So this, of course, means for SOA, you need more than just an ESB.
Well, that's a really interesting question, and it's not a question where there's a single answer, and it's not a question where everyone agrees. And I have a very strong, clear view on where an ESB fits within an SOA. My view is that the ESB is the plumbing. It's the underlying infrastructure that makes it all work. It's just like your Ethernet network. The way the Ethernet network joins together multiple systems, it routes messages from computer to computer in a very simple, straightforward way. That's really where an ESB fits. It takes messages, it routes them, it does some transformation, logging, and management. So it gives you the backbone for your SOA. The one thing I think that SOAs have been oversold for, overused for, is when it starts to get into business logic and when it starts to become a bottleneck for projects. And what I mean is that sometimes you actually get situations where people are using an ESB to do everything. And the problem then is it becomes a bottleneck for projects. And you actually start to see people trying to bypass the ESB because they don't want to have to go talk to the ESB team to get things put in place. So, you know, that's the downside of an ESB. And one of the things I'm really going to be diving into in this summer school session is how to decide when an ESB should be used, as well as how to decide when it shouldn't be used.
Okay, so could you tell us what you hope to cover in this session?
Absolutely. So I'm going to start out by just giving people a refresh on SOA and making sure we have a clear, common understanding. Then I'm going to look at the history of ESBs, how they evolved, where they came from, and discuss some approaches to ESBs that people have taken. Then I'm going to talk about some common patterns that people have used and that I've seen where people are using ESBs, so really case studies, how ESBs have enabled SOAs, and even some anti-pattern case studies, you know, where people have used an ESB and got it wrong. So things to watch out for. Then we're going to dive a little bit more into actually how you might configure an ESB, how you might get started with an ESB. And then finally, we're going to wrap up by looking at other resources.
What would you say is the key benefit participants can gain by attending this session?
Well, Hasmin, I'm hoping that the people who attend the session are going to come away with a much clearer view of how an ESB fits into the infrastructure. So really, sort through the hype, sort through the sort of vendor product discussions, and come out of this session with a very clear, straightforward, and intelligent view about where ESBs should be used, where ESBs shouldn't be used, best practices for ESBs, and danger signs to watch out for.
All right. Thank you for talking with us today, Paul. To remind you all once more, the session is ESBs in SOA, conducted by Paul Freemantle on the 23rd of July at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. You can register by going to the wso2.org/training page.